Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/ZABE for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/ZABE today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
This is the ZABE cast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Watching Sunday Night Football.
There you go. Believe it or not, Andy, I was delayed because I have a new iPhone that requires a slightly different dongle. A USB-C to a 1/8-inch stereo audio output. Something I'm sure you're quite familiar with.
Are you going to return this phone tomorrow?
No, I am not, Andy, because I waited. I skipped the 15 entirely. I want some credit for that restraint. I was rolling around in a dirty iPhone 14. Ooh. 2 years old. Now is the time of the game where we play guess what model iPhone Andy Poland is using. Don't answer just yet. A, iPhone 10 or earlier. B, iPhone 16, the latest and greatest. C, even he doesn't know. Or D, an Android. The answer
all those incorrect.
Oh, what are you using?
I have an 11.
Oh, an 11. So you're not hopelessly out of step with technology. You're still hanging in the ballpark, but you're way behind. You're several phones behind.
You know. Well, look, I was at a 6, but it was holding a charge for like 40 seconds. So I knew I had to get a new one. So but it's been a couple of years at least since I got the 11.
Yeah. What do you do on your phone? How many apps do you have? They say that people only use, they have probably 20% of the apps on their phone ever get used. That 80% of the apps on our phone almost never get used.
The only ones I really use are Waze, because that's great for me, because I always used to get lost.
Right.
And then, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and email. Those are really the only four sites that I ever
use. How about
really.
A weather app? Do you use the weather app?
No.
Because the weather's going to be what it's going to be. And other than riding your bike, you're not planning on outdoor activities.
Well, and I listen to All News Radio a lot, and they do traffic and weather on the 8th.
Well, so, there you go. Okay. So why do you need Waze then? By the way, isn't it amazing that with Waze and all the other navigation apps that traffic reporters are still a thing in radio?
Yeah, I know. I worked at WTOP. That was a big part of their revenue, was the traffic. But that's only been, 6 or 7 years. But yeah, no, I use Waze because to find my way, I don't necessarily, know where I used to be. Like I would be in traffic and I'd go, what the hell's going on here? And I'd switch over to news radio.
Right.
Now I go to my phone to figure out how to get out of it.
Yeah. If only there was an app that could explain the vagaries of the National Football League. Once again, the kaleidoscope turns and what you saw 1 second ago suddenly does not exist.
Yeah. Did you see Andy Dalton rolling it up on the Raiders like that? Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Right. The perception was the Panthers in total are a dumpster fire and that Bryce Young, their rookie quarterback, is part of the dumpster fire. Andy Dalton comes in, the Red Rifle, with a shit-eating grin on Thursday as he was named the starter. And he's like, watch this. And he fucking actually got some shit going. So maybe it was more Bryce Young.
Yeah, it might have been. Or it might have been the Raiders just going, these clowns. Look, we just took care of Baltimore. I mean, come on.
Not being ready to play. Well, we sit here as the Sunday night game is about to go off. Or has it already begun? My TV is off right now.
It's not starting yet.
All right. We sit here with Sam Darnold and the Vikings and Justin Fields and the Steelers both sitting at 3-0. And I can assure you there are 0.0 pundits out there that would have predicted this outside of Dan Orlovsky, who might have had the most sizzling hot take, not a freezing cold take. You're aware of the account Freezing Cold Takes on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a sizzling hot take by Orlovsky. Orlovsky said in August, he thinks Sam Darnold's in a great spot with Minnesota, and he thinks Sam Darnold's going to do very well, and it prompted the eye-rolling and the dramatics of his on-air co-host, Stephen A. Smith, and the oh-so-smart Mina Kimes, as if to say, you're a fool, he's terrible.
Right. But realize this.
Whoa. You're going to blow by one of the great calls amongst pundits to say, but?
He was right on that. He also predicted Carson Wentz would be a star in Indianapolis. I mean, he's good.
So you're saying that he takes an overly rosy view of quarterbacks as a former grinder, overachiever, journeyman scrub QB himself?
No, I mean, he watches a lot of tape. He's good. I think he really knows his stuff. But
is he ever really negative, though?
Not that I remember. And also remember this, that J.J. McCarthy, had he stayed healthy, was not going to start over Sam Darnold. The Vikings were very clear about that throughout training camp, that they were going to bring him along slowly, and it was going to be Darnold's job. And if Darnold played
that. Go ahead.
That's all right. That was just Mina interrupting me. But I would just say that if he had played like this, and J.J. McCarthy was healthy, he'd still be on the bench.
Okay, so here was the take from Orlovsky back on September 12th. So it was not that long ago. So I guess this was after one game.
How high are your expectations for Sam Darnold and the Vikings?
Very high. I have said all offseason that I think the Vikings could go to...
Stephen A. immediately with the eye rolling and stuff. This is now what constitutes professional sports journalism, Andy. Quote, journalism. Right. It's literally a puppet show with a real-life human beings making way too much fucking money.
The playoffs with Sam Darnold. It was the best place for any rookie quarterback to go to and be attached to. And I thought that Sam was in like a perfect place if he was going to be the starter. And I think this is accurate that... Even after they drafted J.J., Sam was still on track to be the starting quarterback. I think their defense is going to be much improved under Brian Flores.
That's a huge ding, 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 because they put the lockdown on Stroud and the Texans today.
If they can get some good cornerback play, I think Sam's journey of going to San Francisco last year and really learning how important the efficiency of his lower body is and timing and whatnot, he's super, super, super talented. He's always been super talented. He's just been in dog crap situations. Minnesota's got a good offensive line. They got one of the best game plan people and game callers in the NFL.
That is
they
true as
well.
They
got two really good receivers, one guy being one of the best in the NFL. I think they got a dynamic back. Yep. Hockenson's going to come off injury. I absolutely think that Sam Darnold is good enough to have the Vikings as a playoff football team.
Okay. I mean, that is fire right there. You got to give it up. This was an unpopular stance to take. And I myself have a full clown suit on order because I said the Vikings were going to be trash, win four games, and that Darnold was going to stink every bit as much as he did in Carolina and with the Jets. So my clown suit is coming from the dry cleaners.
Right. But they didn't put up much of a fight to keep Kirk Cousins, did they? I think they kind of knew what they had.
I'll ask Charge when he's on later on this week. They tried. It wasn't as much as Atlanta tried, but there was a feeling of we need to turn the page because we've gotten only so far. The train, the K train ended two stations shy of where they wanted to go.
It understood.
Was never going to go.
I also had the highest paid receiver in the league. And you know, it's like, you know, you've got this plush garage and you're pulling in like a Hyundai.
Yeah. So, well, it was a great take. The Vikings are a great story right now. Aaron Jones, longtime Packer, I mean, just one of the most beloved Packers ever, goes to the hated rival. And he is right now, while healthy, for him, knock on wood, carving it up, scored a touchdown, did all the things. So, I was wrong about that. And Justin Fields, I also didn't think much of. And it was no sure thing that he was even going to get to play because Russell Wilson was going to be the starter in Pittsburgh. A calf injury pops up. It's now a 3-week and counting calf injury. And after they put the beat down today on the Chargers, minus a healthy Justin Herbert, who didn't finish the game, and we saw our boy Taylor Heinicke in there, Andy, he's playing good football. Good, yeah, solid, within his limitations football.
Okay, but let me just remind you that we're about to go into what used to be a full season 30 years ago, okay? We used to have a 14-game schedule. So I think football is becoming much more like baseball and even more like the NBA in that the early part of the season doesn't really tell you what the season's going to be about. I mean, are we still going to be singing the praises of Sam Darnold in December? I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I don't know why. What would change? Wouldn't he get more comfortable, more confident in their system, in their scheme?
Mike Rizzo, the general manager of the Nationals, I know it's baseball, but he likes to talk about the back of the baseball card.
Right.
That your statistics, your level usually reaches what it has been in years past. So, you know, I mean, is it possible Sam Darnold has finally found his spot and lives up to the promise of being, what, the second or third player taken? Yeah, maybe. But the season is so damn long that we may look back 2 months from now and go, were we really in love with this guy? I don't get it.
Wow. Andy, you are coming off quite like F. Scott Fitzgerald, the great author who once said, there are no second acts in American lives.
There are. Geno Smith has had a really good second act in Seattle, hasn't he? There are a few like that. But
they are the exception that proves the rule more than anything else. And you don't believe that with quarterbacks. I know this. There are too many reaches being drafted in the first round. Third rounders who get picked in the first or second round, or fourth and fifth rounders, like Will Levis. Will Levis today for the Titans was dog shit.
Stinks. He stinks.
And he, yeah, the Packers blitzed him into oblivion. But he looked like, Andy, he looked like a guy who was in a Netflix movie about the NFL, and they cast him in the role, and they're like, oh, he looks great. Look at him, man. He's rugged, square jaw, big muscles. He's athletic. He can kind of he looks like a quarterback, and then you actually play him in a live fire, high tempo game, and he has no sense of anything out there. Terrible.
Yeah. At one time, Mel Kiper had him as the number one player in the draft.
I remember.
He slid. Well,
I lamented your boy, Mel, on this podcast last week with Scott and Solly. I said, sadly, Mel has fallen. Mel was once an icon, a beacon of saying what he honestly thought without any pretense of, I'm saying this because a producer handed me the piece of paper that said, we need you to take this position. He said they should ban the too high safety.
Yeah,
defense.
He's taken a lot of crap about that. Even Aaron Rodgers goofed on him for that.
Andy, what do you think as a longtime friend and fellow Marylander to the great Mel Kiper?
If I was talking to him, I'd say, Mel, what are you doing here? What are you doing?
No, I know what you would say. I know the word you would say because I've studied Yiddish, advanced Yiddish under Andy and Scott Lynn and Solly and many others. You would say to him, Bubala.
Yeah,
right? That's the word, right?
Bubala.
Bubala. Don't most serious conversations between two Jews start with Bubala. Come over here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, I agree. Mel, I've usually agreed with a lot of his positions, but this one seems insane. Yes.
Right. So the combination of guys being overdrafted by several rounds and then rushed right in to the starting job with few notable exceptions. I would say Jordan Love is one of those few exceptions. Mahomes sat for a year at least and marinated, so at least there was that. But that combination is proving to be catastrophic around the league. Too many guys overdrafted, thrown in right away, and they're going to be washouts.
They are, and Alex Smith, who's, I think, become excellent on ESPN, laid this all out, and he said everybody's looking at the Peyton Manning model, you know, where he threw 28 interceptions, they went 3-13, the next year they go 13-3. He says that doesn't happen. That's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and everybody's working off that model. So yeah, they took their lumps last year in Carolina and with Young, and now they come out two games into this year and go, yeah, he's not Peyton Manning, let's move on.
Right. Yeah, Alex Smith is very good on ESPN, and I just hope he doesn't fall someday and become a Sabot, which is he'll say anything just to add to the bullshit, fake-ass narrative jocularity of modern cable television sports.
Well, he seems to be going in the other direction of the other, so I like what I've seen so far.
Okay. That said, let's talk Tom Brady. Brady did the Cowboy game, which got real close there at the end.
Oh, yeah.
After they were getting run out of the building. The Ravens are the ultimate choke job team in the NFL right now. There's no fourth quarter lead that they don't say, oh, we can fuck this up, watch. But they held on to win, and I had somebody on Twitter say to me that, you know, Brady's a bust. He stinks. He doesn't add anything. He's just noise. Voice is not strong enough. A litany of arguments against Brady. And I said, well, A, he is no doubt comically overpaid, absurdly, financially, indefensibly overpaid. That's one. Two is that it's his third game. So, you know, give him a little bit of time to try to get some chemistry and flow going with Kevin Burkhardt. Three is that you may be right about all those things, that he's not going to be it. But D, the bar is very low compared to other analysts. They're all pretty much milk toast. Where do you stand so far, three games in, to the Tom Brady regime on Fox, where he, by the way, is called Cowboy Games all 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean,
can he go like full 17-17?
Right. It's like, here, we're going to teach you to ride a bike. We're not only going to give you training wheels, but we're going to put two people on each side of you as you ride this bike. If you fail with a cowboy game, a cowboy game, that's right. One thing. You get three in a row, you get to pretty much know the team. Yeah, I mean,
do you think he's out of the gate slow, fast, or still too early?
Slow, and it is too early. But I did notice this. Kevin Burkhardt just sets him up. I mean, he's a guy who's used to being interviewed, and you can't do that when you're an analyst. Right. You got to interject. He also seems uncertain. You know, the good analysts know, okay, in my mind, I got a 20-second thing here or 15-second. It's going to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. He seems like uncertain as he's drifting out into the water where he's going to wrap this up. And I think that comes with time. But also, you know, you have to realize about these analysts, it's not like John Madden stepped out of coaching and went to the number one team. He worked on lower level games for a long time, and they don't do that anymore. And the guy, when you're paying him $37.5 million a year, you're not going to put him on the C game. But that's where he really needs to be for a while.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I believe you're right about the interviewing thing. That's a dynamic that has to be broken, because the best broadcast teams are what I like to call shoulder to shoulder facing the screen type of teams, meaning they're two friends, football people, professionals that are watching the same game you are at home, and they're shoulder to shoulder facing the screen saying, here's a first and 10. Oh, look at that pass. And then the guy to your right with his shoulder square says, yeah, they didn't cover the flat. That's why that play was open. The bad teams are when those two shoulder-to-shoulder guys are turned facing each other and then looking at the screen sideways. And right now, Burkhardt and Brady are two face-to-face because it's like, hey, Tom, what'd you think of that play? Hey, how about this? No. The game's over here. Watch the game. Call the game. And don't worry about schmoopying each other all the time.
Hey, well, you know, but you got to have a lot of hype with that. I would say as much as an issue that you and I seem to have with Aikman, he and Buck have that. I mean, that's over years, of course.
Sure.
But that chemistry there does exist.
It's better with those guys because of time and repetition. But Aikman's a zilch. You know my stance on Aikman.
I know, and I agree with mostly. Yeah. I agree.
Thursday night is the Cowboys at the Giants, so the streak of Brady doing the Cowboy games will come to an end. But that brings us to the next topic, which is Al Michaels. All right.
Yep.
Al Michaels is getting blasted this year. Why this year versus the last five or six? I have no idea. But maybe the rest of the world finally started hearing what I've been screaming about for a while now. He's terrible. No sense of the game, no proper inflection, no punching up of the calls, oftentimes delayed or incoherent calls of action on the field. And one of my young producers, Armin Sarian, said on Twitter to me, was it like this with Summerall, Zabe? And my response was simply, at the end... Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you would concur with me on that. Are you there with Al Michaels being way past his prime at this point?
Oh, yeah. He's past his prime. You know, he can still call a game. He still has that familiar voice. And he's been doing the night game for so long that, you know, you kind of have a used to it feel.
Sure.
But his fastball is gone. And it's understandable. He's almost 80 years old.
Right. It's too bad because it. I guess, I don't know, is this going to be his last year? Do we know his contract status?
He, you know what he said? An interview recently, and he said, you know, I got to know Vin Scully very well. And Vin said, as long as you're still enjoying it, you should keep doing it. Well, Vin Scully retired at 88, and his game was much different, much better suited for an older person. Baseball has that, you know, the flow to it. They gave Vin a lot of latitude to tell stories, and he was still great doing that at 88 when he retired. But the reality is football doesn't work that way, and yeah, it's a problem.
Your 88-year-old grandpa enjoys eating pudding and jacking off. It doesn't mean that it's something you want – What was, what on earth? Well, I'm just, you know, you said if you still enjoy it, you should still do it. I'm trying to give an example of things that old, things that old people enjoy that you don't want to see them doing. That and Al Michaels calling games. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Dirty hit in the Saints game. Your thoughts on that? It was scary. Devontae Smith, who is a slight fella, a beautiful receiver, very fluid, great hands, national champion with Alabama, but a slight receiver, gets stacked up on a crossing pattern by two defenders. He's being dog walked backwards. Clearly, the momentum of the play is over. The referees should have blown the whistle. And here comes a Saints defensive tackle back against the flow of the play and literally blows his helmet clean off his head and concusses him. And not a single piece of laundry was on the field.
Yeah, I'm sure the $60 million a year redheaded I'm all about the fans commissioner will do something about that. And make the game even safer than it is now, because it is very safe. Oh, we're, you know, we're
working on this, and we've got these initiatives. Yeah. And
you know, it is. You can't make it safe. You just can't do it. And we love the violence. We go, oh God, look at these guys in their 50s. They don't know where they are. But you know. So
are you saying that hit should not be penalized, or just that stuff the league is doing is worthless?
It should have been penalized, but this big campaign that they do about telling us how safe they are. Now I see some of these players are wearing those cockamamie helmets.
We're gonna get to the kazoo helmets in just a second.
So it's just a big show. It's just perception. Reality is it is not a safe game. And Bob Costas got run out of NBC after 40 years for saying that football scrambles brains. It does. It absolutely does. Well, and no matter what they do, dog and pony shows, it scrambles brains.
It can scramble brains if you're not smart about the number of concussions you get and how long you play. For the record,
that's not necessarily true. These CTE things, it could be a guy who played 4 years, or it can be a guy who played 15 years. Doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, but you can get
much.
CTE from other things than playing football.
Such as what?
There are studies that show CTE exists in people that never played sports. I will send you studies on that, Andy.
What kind of jobs do they have? They're human jackhammers?
I don't know. Cotton candy makers. It doesn't matter.
Really?
I'll say yes. I'm telling you, they have found other people that never played football with CTE.
Well, CTE is looks like dementia in a lot of ways. So it could be just dementia that people get.
That's a good point. But here was
dementia,
by the way, yeah.
Dementia at 40 is a little bit different though.
I know. Yeah. Here was the hit by the
Oh my God! Is that not a fucking penalty? Get him! Oh my God!
That guy's a podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, there it was. I mean, what kills me is the league will jump over these finger gun celebrations, and then they'll ignore actual murder on the field. They don't care about player safety. They care about quarterback safety, and that's it.
They care about the perception of safety. That's what they care about.
They do care about the perception. They care about the potential downstream litigation. And they care about quarterback safety. Everyone else can fucking die for all they care. It's like, those are the only things we care about. Getting sued, what they're going to say on the Today Show, perception-wise, and our quarterbacks. That's it.
Yeah, and how's that quarterback safety working out, by the way, with all the backups that are playing right now?
Oh, it's, and it's not necessarily, you know, hits to the head. Other than Tua, it's ankles and knees.
Absolutely.
And everything else. They cannot staff the position by the attrition rate right now, in part because they can't block defenders. Like, the right tackle for the Titans today, number 71, was so bad. Kingsley Enagbare, who is a third down rush specialist, came in, did one jab step, a little slap down of this guy's arm, and went right to Levis. I timed it because I was like, holy shit, how fast did he get there? 1.8 seconds. He was 1.8 seconds to the ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, these guys are bigger, stronger, faster. Have you heard Chris Collinsworth's suggestion on offensive line play?
What's that?
The penalty for holding from 10 yards to 5, or possibly even just eliminate the holding penalty altogether.
On passing plays?
On any play.
For the O-line?
Yeah.
Listen, I've said this for a while now. Liberalize holding so teams can build their games on running the football and defense. But we know that is not as sexy as the quarterback show that the NFL enjoyed for 20 straight years, where they could put on the big marquee. It's Brady versus Roethlisberger. It's Favre versus, you know, so-and-so, Breeze, and on and on and on. Now they're in the down cycle of this, and they're looking at a disaster. But, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that per se. What's crazy is that the NFL started the season by doing what, Andy? Inventing a ticky-tack penalty for how the tackles were lining up, which made it harder for them.
Right.
Why would they do this?
I have no idea. Just to show them that they're boss, I guess. I don't know.
Don't you think, you know, Goodell, this is where as commissioner, he should have said to the competition committee, fellas, I know this is your domain. I'm just the commissioner. I do make $63 million a year, maybe. It's now unreported because we changed our tax rules so we wouldn't have to report my obscene salary. But look, are you fucking crazy? That's what the commissioner should have said. He's like, are you fucking crazy? Here's a chart of the of our QB1s who made it all the way to January last year playing every game. It's half the fucking league at best. How about no...
We're going to have a Super Bowl with two backup quarterbacks. And when they go to 20 games, yeah, we've had one, and we're going to have
Foles. But Foles won it. The backup won it.
Yeah, and so did Hostetler.
Oh, that's
but I'm
right.
telling you, that's what's going to happen. They're going to make it a 20-game season because there's just too much money now. And I don't if I'm an owner, I'd probably feel the same way. But that's the reality.
Well, that brings us to the stupid kazoo bubble helmets with the grandmother's couch wrap on top of it with a logo on top, the TE2 for the Titans. I've already forgotten his name, and I'm not going to, you know, shame him, name shame him or anything like that. He's a tougher man than I'll ever be. He plays in the NFL. But still, he was wearing one of those in a game, which was approved by the league now, and because they put the stupid wrap over it, it kind of doesn't sort of look too terrible. But it still looks fucking awful. I said on Twitter, and I mean it, if that becomes the norm, I'm out, Andy. I'm done watching. I'm out. I won't watch.
Well, going to because they're going to have kids wearing them in high school. They'll be comfortable with that. They'll go to college. But
My God. They don't even work. They're as ineffective as masks are.
That's what I think. That goes to my perception thing because the brain floats in fluid, and when there is a collision, the brain collides with the skull.
Right.
So with all this extra padding, there's still collisions, and there's still brain colliding with the skull.
Yes, it's right, exactly. Even you know that, and you're a big proponent of safety and a big proponent of anti-concussion stuff. Yeah, it's ridiculous. To me, though, Andy, I have been in love with football helmets since I was 10, as many fans of the NFL are. Drawing the helmets, obsessing about face mask designs and logo changes and stripes and the evolution of it. And of course, now the modern helmet, which Marty Schottenheimer once proudly said, there's a gleam, men, there's a gleam. And the gleam is because many of the modern helmets have something called metal flake paint, which is a paint that has a very tiny amount of metal flakes in it that cause it to shine even brighter on a sunny Sunday afternoon. If I have to watch 22 guys running around like it's grandma's Barca lounger covered in a fucking sheet, I'm out. I will not watch.
I wouldn't go that far for myself, but I just question how much safety it provides. I just think it's,
dubious at best.
It's saying to the people, look, we're making it safer. And our studies have shown that we have fewer concussions now in training camp. You know why you have fewer concussions? Because the league rules are you're not allowed to hit.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, training camp was two-a-days, and guys murdered each other in the morning and then in the afternoon. They don't have hitting anymore.
All right. All right, two more things real quick. Mercury Morris passed away today at the age of, what was it?
77.
And he died of?
I don't know.
Mercury Morris, the great running back for the undefeated Dolphins team of 1972?
72.
And very, you know, outspoken. I think he was one of the champagne drinker, you know, ringleaders whenever a team would get close, 10, 11, 12, and 0, and he would make sure to get all the old living Dolphins together, Greasy and Zonka and the like, and they'd toast when the team finally lost because they were the only team with the perfect record. Also overcame a cocaine addiction, right, after his playing days?
He got caught. He had cocaine possession. This was 82. And it's a great story. He was sent to jail, and he was in his jail cell, which was not far from the Orange Bowl. And from his jail cell, he listened to the celebration, the 10-year celebration of the Dolphins' undefeated season. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And now he appealed later. It's like a 20-year sentence. And after about 5 or 6 years, he got out. But he was not selling cocaine. He had possession of cocaine.
Oh.
And then he did get out, and he talked about the evils of cocaine, and was really good on that New England team that was going for 19-0. You know, remember he'd say, "Right now you're at my front door, but you're not in my house yet."
No. I think what he said was, "Okay, you've turned into my neighborhood. Call me when you're on my front step."
That must be it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a beauty. So you're saying he had cocaine but was not selling it.
Not selling. He got arrested for that, got a 20-year sentence, and then I guess on appeal got out after like 5 years.
Was he using cocaine?
I guess he was. I don't know. But he did later get out and talk to groups about the evils of cocaine.
So if he had it but wasn't selling it,
right?
You're not sure if he was using it. What was he doing? Just holding it? Like a souvenir?
Well, I would assume he was using it, but he was not selling it. He had possession. I don't know if you go to jail for 20 years now if you're possessing cocaine.
And he was selling some of it.
I'm not sure about that, but okay.
What cocaine addict do you know that doesn't sell an eight ball to a buddy?
He may not have been
a full-scale dealer, and they may not have charged him with that, but come on. I'd have to look that up,
but that's my recollection is that he got out of jail because they said he wasn't selling.
Okay. Well, rest in peace, Mercury Morris. You said we had him on our radio show at Radio Row.
Yeah, he was making the rounds.
What year was this? What city were we in?
This would have been 2008, I guess, and I want to say Arizona because that was the undefeated Patriot team.
That's right.
The David Tyree helmet catch.
That's right. It was. Yeah, it was.
And that was his deal. Everybody's got a shtick on Radio Row. That was his that year.
Was he good?
He went from station to station saying the same thing he said to us. Just what you said. When you're in my neighborhood, let me know when you're at the front door.
Do we have a photo, you and I and him?
No, we didn't do that stuff.
Why not? Because
people didn't have camera phones in 2008.
The iPhone came out in 06, I think.
Okay. I didn't have one. Did you? I had a
phone. No, but I mean, I had a camera. I could have taken a picture. I wish we had some digital assets.
Yeah, I know.
We should have taken more pictures, you and I.
I understand. But there was a guy who I can't stand named Nestor Aparicio, whose whole deal was taking pictures with famous people. And I thought, this is really schmucky, and I don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah, well, now he's got a lot of really cool digital assets he can look back on fondly.
I'm sure people line up to see his slideshow.
You are one of a kind, Andy. I'd say never change, but I know that there's no risk of that.
Look, I got memories. It's in my head. I remember sitting down with him. It was great. Do I need a picture to say I actually did this? If I told somebody I interviewed Mercury Morris, nobody's going to say to me, oh, prove it. Okay, I happen to have a photo here.
All right. Because I'm supposed to end on a high note. This is a perfect walkout. I got to get 20 seconds on the Woj situation from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know who is really good on this, who I don't really like? Bill Simmons. Because
what did he say?
because Adam Schefter gave this like teary-eyed farewell. Oh, he had to take his phone in the shower and he had to take it with him when he urinated. And Simmons goes, look, he wasn't an emergency room doctor during COVID, you know? And all that to get it out 6 seconds before Shams Charania.
Right.
I mean, come on. Is that really what your life was all about? He made a lot of money doing it.
So much money doing it, he was able to say, I don't need the rest of all that insane amount of money. Rarely have we seen a guy walk away from that much money who was not an athlete himself. He left at least $15 million on the table.
Maybe 20, but also I heard that he lost a power struggle with Pat McAfee, who had Charania on his show every week, and that pissed off Woj. But McAfee answers to the head of Disney, while Woj answered to the head of ESPN, and McAfee had a better deal, and that was what really was the tipping point.
Well, if Woj quit because he was pissed off about Shams and McAfee, then he's even dumber than I think. Never let your emotions get in the way of money and your income. Just deal with it. Go to therapy, scream into the woods, go to the shooting range, whatever. That's dumb as shit if that's the case. But whatever.
Yeah.
If he's going to be happy at this new job, that's all that matters. If he's got more money than he needs, that's fine. How old is he?
He's 55, but you know.
I would have done it for the last two of the contract, gotten one more deal, and then retired at 62.
Well, it's like when Jerry Seinfeld was on Oprah, and Oprah said, you know, if you'd done one more year, you'd get $100 million. He goes, well, I had made some money before.
I know. You know what? It's a healthy relationship with money. I also like the fact that Malik Willis, 2-0 now as a interim starter for the Packers, said about his time with the Titans, no, it's not a revenge game. Besides, I think they paid me the whole time I was there.
Good.
How great
him.
Is that, huh? Yeah. All right. Andy, a pleasure as always, my friend. We will chat next week.
All right, Zach. Take care.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.